Good morning. 6:57 a.m. here on a blue sky morning, mostly. On the high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, Great Colorado, 61 degrees. There's a bank of clouds pulling off to the east. Apparently they've been here overnight. It's a lovely cool morning. I got my hoodie. So I got my extra pockets. I'm feeling flush this morning. Let me tell you. What do you want? You're gonna tell me that I got two times my active zone minutes. Whoopee-doo. Whoopee-doo. So I had a bunch of stuff I had to do yesterday, and I got it all done. it wasn't that onerous. It really wasn't that bad. It was just a matter of getting things lined up right. As in most things, thank you, Paul Lumens. Getting my head in the right place so that when the right time came, it wasn't a question. It's sort of related to the idea that I keep talking about here. It's like, remove the question. Remove the question, am I going to walk today or not? Yes. There's not a question. That if isn't there. The question is it a 3-day? And the occasional corollary, did I miss a day? Out of the last two. So it was a question of, okay, this needs to happen now. I think I'll make it happen. Now, if I could just do the same thing with writing, and I can, and eventually I will. I'm coming up on the end, finally, of this silly big MT, big mountain, DLC, and about to be taken back to the wasteland. The DLC has a lot of really, really cool things. Many of which don't translate well to the mainline game. They don't go back out. I can take anything I have back with me, but I can also go back in now that I have my brain back. I just need to finish it up so I get the little doohickey that lets me travel there. Where I have a free doctor and a very expensive repair set. A lot of loose goodies. I made a few levels. I think I went in at around level 30. Or maybe 31. But I've made a few levels since I've been in there. There's a lot of experience to have, to be gained in small drips, 30, 40 points at a time, 50 points at a time, 100 points at a time. And it has been frustrating in the extreme. The Roboscorpions, they do not do well with ranged weapons. The super duper spammer, the super duper zapper, doesn't. It will eventually kill them. But it takes so long that you'll get mobbed by the other seven before you manage to kill the first one. And I looked up, how do you deal with this? And the answer turns out to be with an axe. I'm a stealth character. I'm not a melee character. What am I doing wading into this pile of scorpions with an axe? And I read hints and tips and clues and advice, and it's like I kept dying and dying and dying over and over. And it's like, what the hell? And then finally somebody wrote, you have a free Autodoc in your house who can cure your addictions. Come up, take everything you have, everything you can get, boost your strength, boost your speed, boost your endurance, boost everything, and then wail on them. I'll be damned if it didn't work. It worked out pretty well. And the big Roboscorpion, and that was, he didn't really chase me. He just stood in the middle of the floor. So, yeah. A whoop disaster. And then, the advice is you kill all the Robodocs. And I snuck up on him because I have a wicked high sneak now. And I talked to him. I talked to Dr. Mobius, whatever the hell his name really is, but he's Dr. Mobius. And he doesn't seem like the radical type. I don't know if I'm really going to have to kill him or not. They're all crazy. Good morning. They're all crazy. None of them have any clue, which is sort of the point. The knowledge has degraded to the point of non-existence. That's a nice sounds. Looking at this big mini mansion here on the other side of this. Brick wall. Well, it's the one that had all of the aspens in it, which they cut down and have been landscaping ever since. They built a big deck on the back with a big roof on it for shade and a lot of pillars. It looks really sharp. They put up some scroll work corner braces that I'm not sure I buy, but all right. I'm not really into scroll work, but worked for the Victorians. Morning. Blues is the truth. Got the company this morning, as always. Antenna pod really does make a difference. Good morning. A dog is on a mission. Stand up straight, chest out, shoulders back. I'm still recording. Still recording. And this guy with his little mini Malamute. Can get a little distance on me here. I feel like Shakira this morning. My hips don't lie. They do, however, complain a lot. Okay, he's pulling ahead. I can pick up the pace a bit, get this day moving. I'm really looking forward to getting back into New Vegas. Oh, hush dog. Coming up on it. Yeah, ready, say it with me. Monk post. The mini Malamute is barking at. This guy's always wearing black. He's a big guy, short, stocky, old guy, white hair, full head of white hair. One of the regulars, his little golden dog. Yeah, I could wish for a full head of white hair, or any hair. It comes with the genes. comes with the genes. I can't complain. They seem to be holding up pretty well. The Wranglers not so much, but the jeans the jeans are. I don't know how much longer they'll hold, but I plan to ride them out as long as they'll go. I'll ride them as long as it take me. Alright, it should be early enough. There shouldn't be any dogs out here this morning. Let's see. Any dogs? No dogs. Nice looking garden. I like the side garden. They mulched it down pretty good. I still like this corner garden. This corner garden looks really good after growing out. The river stones, the small rocks that they paved it, sort of covered it with. Looked okay. It looked a little naked. Now it looks a lot more natural. I like the natural look. Clouds are interesting this morning. The big bank of clouds is moving off to the east. It was one solid dark line of clouds there when I got up. Well, when I went upstairs for breakfast, the sun was shining behind. It was just beginning to rise, lightening the sky behind him, and it looked really ominous. Of course, it was going in the right direction, which is away. But it's broken up now. It's got a lot of puffiness to it, a lot of openness in it, a lot of texture to it. It's not just one gray mass. There's some good God rays showing up later, not right after I took the picture. Once I got around the corner a little bit, there was some really interesting sunbeams shining through. Silver lining. All these clouds got silver lining. That always, when I was a kid, every cloud has a silver lining. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I knew what a lining was. It was like satin lining. It was like a fleece lining inside my jacket. So inside these dark clouds, they're silver? What? I had to have somebody explain it to me, that it wasn't what was inside the clouds. Jesus. Sometimes I just way too literal for my own damn good. Now, most of the time I'm too literal. That airplane is a long way away, and I can still hear it. It's so far away that the direction I hear it coming from doesn't match the direction where I can see it. The sound has taken that much time to get from there to here, and yet it made the trip. I'm impressed. All right, you go. Get out of my way. Morning. City really truck. Landscaper. Oh yeah. Trimming up the brush. It is a lovely cool morning. I'm glad I wore my sweatshirt, my hoodie. But I'm certainly warm enough now after almost 2 miles. I'm getting there, coming up by the park. Poppy lost his blossoms. Must be growing out a seed pod. I wonder if I'll see any more before the season ends. Don't look in the sun, Nathan. Don't look at the sun. Boy, it's bright. There you got up from behind the cloud bank. Little sister's looking willowy. Won't be long. They'll be all yellowy. The green is fading. Crab eyes, these are crab apples. These flowering crabs are not fading. They're just as vibrant green as can be. Ah, oh, my first. Is that my first one? There is definitely a yellow tree up here. I've sort of watched that one little sprig of limb turning slowly pale. Now the whole tree. There's a big swath of yellow through it, but most of the green leaves are now, particularly in this light, they're showing very yellow, very yellow. Cool. Autumn is coming. I need to do a little chainsaw bonsai on some of these two Mugo pines. Wow, there. All right. I made it. 25 minutes. But I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day, but the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.